Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. Great Lord, we thank you for this morning. Oh, Father, we continue to look to you, Lord, for direction in our life and in our walk with you. Oh God, because we desire to please you, Lord. We desire to walk in your ways. And we just invite you here this morning, Lord. Continue to be amongst us and speak to our hearts and encourage us, Lord, in you. So we walk along life's narrow way, Lord, that we might hold your hands, Lord, and never let go of you. As we know you said, and you had promised, Lord, you will never let go of us. So bless your name, Christ's name. Amen. Okay, this morning, I want to continue a little bit more on music. We were talking about music 2 weeks ago, and we talk more on discerning what godly music is, discerning music, and I try to share a few little encouragement on how we could discern the music we listen to. Discern, what is it? Is it good? Is it acceptable? Is it okay before God? And just a little, I read some of, or review, or say some of the things that I did last time, just here in the opening. Ephesians 5, 8 to 10 tells us, "For we were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." And it encourages, it said, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And so we ask ourselves, well, is there things that are acceptable to the Lord? Is there things that are not acceptable to the Lord? Is there music that is acceptable to the Lord? Is there music that is not acceptable to the Lord? And we have to get that clear in our minds, you know. Is there not? We ask ourselves, well, how are we going to know? As I asked the question the last time, how are we going to know? Some say the Bible is silent about it. Well, that's not true. God's Word, we could find the principles of what is good and godly music right in these covers this little book we call the Bible, the Word of God. We want to know what truth is, and the truth is not complicated. Forgive me, I have a bit of a cold. Ephesians 5, we jump down to verse 15, says, "For seeing then that we walk circumspectly," meaning carefully, "not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding," meaning get to know what the will of the Lord is. So we ask ourselves, is there a will as it pertains to music before God? Is there? Is there, as in Romans 12, 2 say that we want to prove what is acceptable, pleasing, perfect will of God, things that is good. As we look at music, the last time we tried to bring out, you know, music that violates biblical principles and music that supports biblical principle. And the Word of God should be our authority, right? Our final authority, in which makes that, comes down and makes that line in between what is good, acceptable, and perfect before God. We need to set up a standard first and foremost in our own lives. Thank you. First and foremost in our own lives, and then in our home, in the church, and that's how we make a difference to the world. We're a call out people, and We're peculiar. And there's a battle going on in this area of music. There's a war going on in this area of music, and we are the one that is in the middle of it. Right? Satan is a musical being. As in the book of Ezekiel, it tells us, the last time, thank you. You think this will help? Satan is a musical being. And as you read it in the Old Testament, seemingly he was one of the chief angel in the era of music. And so then we would ask ourselves, well, then why would we actually believe that we wouldn't be affected by it? If Lucifer, he was a cherub, right? And I referred back to in Revelations there, we see how the cherubims, they were around the throne. And what were they doing? They were playing the musical instruments. And he was the chief cherub. Lucifer was. Don't take the subject of music lightly. That's what I'm trying to inject in you. Don't take it like, well, I know how to figure it out. I know, and upon your own self, so to speak, if you get what I'm trying to say there. Lucifer, this light bearer being that was created, he was a cherub. He was the chief cherub. In other words, the chief musician. Now, why wouldn't he try to deceive us today in this area of music? Why wouldn't he? Because God is a musical being. Music in its pure sense was originated by God. He surrounds himself with music. And that's not only singing I'm talking about, but I'm talking instrumental music too. This God that created you and I, and therefore, we are musical beings too. We love music. We love music. We're affected by it. Music affects us. To the good or to the bad. Which way is it affecting you this morning? We drifting away with the crowd, with the world, or we're staying close to God. And I explained that music is not amoral, A-M-O-R-A-L, meaning we can't say music is amoral. That means it's not either good or bad. It's neutral. You know, it's just a matter of your preference or minds and your tastes and minds. And so, you know, music affects us. Right? It's not a neutral subject or matter. And it is a gift from God. It is a gift from God. Well, this morning I want to more try encourage in the area of godly music. And as I do so, I'm going to be reading out of Psalms, all my verses out of Psalms. And Psalms, the book of Psalms is a songbook. It's God's songbook, right? It's scripture, all scripture given by the inspiration of God. The book of Psalms is the old songbook. Paul referred to it back in, refer back to the Psalms in Ephesians 5. So Paul refers back to the Psalms also, right? And you read the Psalms and you see what the Psalms tells you about music, right? It seems a bit charismatic in places. Yeah. It does. But Paul refers back to it, right? And we sometimes try to say, well, yeah, we could take just this part of the Psalms and not that part. You know, the argument also is out there where people said the Old Testament is gone with, you know, and no, the Torah. That's speaking about the Torah, the five book of Moses. Because there's still scriptures there that needs to be fulfilled about Christ. Right? So people will be like, that's OT, it's out. That's talking about the law of Moses, the Torah. Right? We're today to live to a higher standard than the Torah, the five books of Moses, what our calling is, what we refer to as a New Testament life. And so we see the those three different kind of songs there, right? Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Well, this morning I want to read, every verse that I read is a line from a song, from the book of Psalms. And then I just going to be reading some hymns. And maybe you would know some spiritual songs that would even fit to the encouragement that I want to give this morning. So godly music encourages us. In Psalms 147 and verse 6, and as we go through this, I ask you to just check your own heart. Check, where am I? Am I in the area, the more category of what godly music does, is the effects and results of godly music? That's kind of like my message this morning. As I read these Psalms and I explain, I'm just going to drop some little nugget here and run on pretty quick through these Psalms. And as I share it, you find out, I'm going to share also what ungodly music does. And you find out which one is more prominent in my life. Which one is more me? You know, so godly music encourages us. Psalms 147 verse 6 said, "The Lord lifted up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground." And so we find how God comes to encourage us. This little line here from the song, the old songbook, said the Lord lifted up the weak. He comes along and lifts us up. It encourages us. And then we encourage each other. Oh come, let us worship. In song number 18 in the hymn book, he said, "Oh come, let us worship before our great Lord. Come kneel down before Him in reverence and fear, with thanksgiving, praise, and in hearing His word. Oh, worship with singing. The Master is here." That's an encouragement, right? And godly music does that. It encourages us in the right direction, along the right way. Ungodly music discourages us. Ungodly music discourages us. Godly music teaches us good and goodness. Psalms 25 and verse 8. "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he will teach sinners in the way." So God is here to teach us goodness and to be good. Right? We find that also in this song here, 239, "When We Walk With the Lord." He said, "When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey." And so it's teaching you good here. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Godly music teaches us good and goodness. Bad music, ungodly music, teaches us bad things. We don't have to name them. We don't even have to name them. Godly music motivates us. Godly music motivates us. You find that? You're like, you come along and you sit there and then you hear this song, and in your spirit you eventually feel yourself like, okay. Yeah. You plug in a CD or you listen to a song, whether you're singing it, you get up in the morning, you know, sometimes it's like dreary, and you get going with a good and godly song, and you find yourself being motivated. The words of the song lifts you up. You get going. Yeah, let's get going. New day. That's what godly music does to us. Said Psalms 32:23 says, "Stir up thyself, awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord." Godly music motivates us. It stirs us up and motivates us for the cause of Christ. Motivates us for good. For Him. 358. "I'm pressing on the upward ways, and new heights I'm gaining every day." Talk about a motivated song. There it is. Still praying as I onward bound. Don't we need motivation? Because we want to onward bound. We want to continue on, right? Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. So it's like, pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. We beg, we ask God, put my feet on higher ground. You know, keep me going. Keep me going down the right way. That's what godly music does to us. That's what godly music does to us. It motivates us in the right way for the cause of Christ. Godly music leads us down the right path. Godly music leads us down the right path. Psalms 23 and verse 2, he said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And like I said, as every time I read one of these Psalms, I'm reading a line from a song, right? God's song book here. And godly music counsels us to go down the right path, right? And to stay on the straight and narrow way. That's what godly music does. Is that what your music is doing to you? Check, check. Is that what your music is doing to you? It's helping you to lead you down the right path. That narrow way. He leadeth me. I don't know the verses for that song. That would be... He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, wherever I'll be, still this God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Godly music leads us in and down the right path. Ungodly music, what does it do? Misleads us. It misleads us. Right? What are you plugging into? What are you listening to? What are you singing? What do you love? You embrace? You promote? Godly music? Godly music helps us to grow spiritually. Grows us for the Lord. Psalms 19:12 said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Maybe you've never seen a palm tree before. Or perhaps you see one on a picture or something, right? But these palm trees, we got them down south. Those things could grow way up, right? Godly music, it helps us in that way. It helps us in that way. It feeds us, right? Music feeds your soul, right? Music feeds your soul. You want it to connect with your spirit, which connects with his spirit. Then it becomes worship, right? That's how we worship our Lord. We put these things in our ears. Is it growing you? Yeah, it's growing me. Which way? For the Lord? For my way? This way? Off the path? Which way is it doing to you? You might say, well, I'm growing, but I'm not growing as I used to. Maybe perhaps you need to go and check your music again. Is my music hindering me from growing? That's what ungodly music does to you. Right? Now there's other areas in your life that could do this. We're in the subject of music, so that's where that's what I'm talking about this morning. Ungodly music, you find yourself, I can't grow as the way I used to. I mean, perhaps we need to check our music. Ungodly music is an hindrance to our spiritual growth. You know, one of the great hindrance in Christianity today in hindering you from growing, it's music. Believe it or not, it's music. Check your music, right? Which I trust you are by God's grace. Asking him to show you. Godly music heals us, right? And we know the Lord is the one that does the touch. But godly music heals us. In Psalms 42 and verse 11, it said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalms 42 and verse 11. So some of us need emotional healing. Some of us need spiritual healing. Some of us need physical healing. Right? It comes from the true source. Through His music, godly music, good and godly music, through His music, we find it that in difficulty, and we're facing a difficult time in life, and then we hear this song over here, or we sing this song over here, and then it, the great physician now is here, the sympathizing Jesus, you know, da 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 na 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 na. I forgot where that one is, but in, as far as in the hymn book, it's in here somewhere. But we hear a song like that, and in a difficult time, and we say, "Yes, yes, yes." He's the great physician. He's the great physician that could heal me emotionally. You're emotionally disturbed this morning. You find yourself emotionally down. Right? He's the great physician that could heal me spiritually. He's the great physician that could heal me physically. Right? What do you think the world music does? Tears you up. It makes you sick. It makes you sick in your soul. Yeah? You think you get a little pump, a little high, you know? Next thing you don't know, you're sick. You feel sick. Ungodly music, it destroys you, it harms you, it poisons you. Godly music protects us. Psalms 12 and verse 5 said, "For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now will I rise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him." See, this Psalms here is talking about God's protection. Aren't you glad for good and godly music? I am. I am. He said, "Oh Jesus, He's a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm." Jesus, right? He protects us. And godly music reminds us of the protection of Him, which then protects us as we have faith in Him. Right? Good and godly music does this to us. Bad music, the devil's music, it draws you away. Draws you away from under the arm, the wing, the protection of God from our Lord. It draws you away from underneath that, and it takes you to a place where you'll be destroyed. Out of safety and protection. Godly music comforts us. Psalms 11 and verse 4, it said, "The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is in His heaven. His eyes behold. His eyes tries the children of men." This Psalms here is teaching us. Excuse me. It's teaching us that the Lord's eyes is upon us. He watches over us. He sees it all. Isn't this a comfort? Isn't this a comfort? It's saying He's in control. He's in control. God is in control. We could come to a meeting like this. Our hearts are heavy. How many times this had happened to you? Happens to me. It happens to me periodically. I come, my heart is heavy. Or I start my day, my heart is heavy at home. All right? I listen to something, good and godly music, or I begin to sing a good and godly song. And it brings comfort. It brings comfort to me. I am glad for good and godly music, you know. Also comfort, you know, maybe you find yourself that, maybe you find that a loved one had died. Someone you knew, maybe a loved one, a friend, family, a brother in the Lord, a sister in the Lord had died. You hear a certain song, good and godly song, it blows comfort upon you. It blows comfort upon you. Psalm 951, "There's a land that is fairer than they, and by faith we shall see it afar. For the Father waits over the way,
Prepare us a dwelling place there, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. Godly music comes along. We sing it. We hear it. Breathes comfort into our heart. Right? Breathes comfort into our heart. Why? Because it's truth. Because it's truth. Right? Truth has a way of freeing us. Right? You shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. Now what does ungodly music does? The bad music. It depresses you. It depresses you. Good and godly music reveals to us what we really are. Right? Good and godly music reveals to us what we really are. Psalms 19 verse 12 say, who can understand his error? Cleanse thou me from my secret faults, Lord. Reveal to me, O God. God, you are holy, just, righteous, pure. You reveal to me. Who am I? Who am I? He reveals to me maybe where I shouldn't be. It reveals to me maybe who am I not that I should be. Right? The song sometimes it has a way how it x-ray you, if you want to say it that way. It shows you, reveals to you who you are. We have that song, search me, O God. Know my ways. Try me. Godly music convicts us. Psalms 7, good and godly music. Psalm 7 verse 9 says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. So wickedness is pinpointed by God. Right? He tries our hearts. And it's the sin that brings misery. It's the sin that makes you miserable. It's the sin that makes you grumpy. Grouchy. Sin, it's the sin that brings the bad results, right? We want good results. We want good effects. So we want good and godly music, right? Good and godly music reminds us to walk in the right. Ungodly music promotes sins, sears your conscience, and it satisfies your flesh. Feeds that big giant. You. Flesh, the flesh. Godly music purifies us and cleanses us. Psalms 51 verse 2. This was a song too, right? It said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Having good and godly music reminds us of that cleansing, of that washing, or my need for it. Right? And let's see if I find that. So what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me pure within? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Would you be free from your burden of sins? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil have victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Excuse me. Godly music cleanses us. It reminds us of Christ washing away our sins. Ungodly music, what does it do? It promotes impurity. Big time. Big, big time. Ungodly music promotes impurity. Yes. Very much so. I can't even emphasize it as strong as it does. Godly music challenges us to victory, to good work. Psalms 98 verse 1 said, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten me the victory. This challenges us, right? Godly music challenges us to victory. We want victory. He has it. And so, because he had it, we want it. Because we're in him. And as we sing godly music,
It challenges us
to victory, to good work. Dying with Jesus, my debt reckoned mine, living with Jesus, a new life divine. Look into Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. We continue to live in that victorious life. This challenges you to victorious living. Keep on keeping on. Press on. Be steadfast. Keep going. Don't give up. That's what godly music does to us, right? We listen to godly music. We sing godly music. It promotes this. It promotes this kind of atmosphere in our lives. To good work, to victory. Ungodly music, what it brings about? What are the results that it brings about in your life? Defeat. Defeat. Right? Ungodly music, bad music. That's what it does. Godly music stabilizes us. Psalms 18:31. For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? Who? Who is? Talk about stability. There it is. Who is? God alone. Right? That's what godly music promotes. Right? Upon Him we stand. There's no need to fear. There's no need to sing. Our God is a rock. Our God is a rock. Song number 325 in the hymn book. He said, my hope is built on nothing less. You ever really stop when you're singing this song? I love this song. Beautiful, beautiful one. But then, the testimony that we're singing here, you know, I'm like, man, is that truthful in my life? Is that where I'm at? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly, totally lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Is that where you are this morning? He said, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Godly music stabilizes us. You sing a song like that, you know that's your testimony, that's your desire. Maybe not perfectly, but increasingly, this is what I want, Lord. Be upon you. Be upon the rock. This is what godly music does. This is what godly music does. It stabilizes us. Reminds us we are upon the rock. We are in Him. He does not move. All other grounds is sinking sand. Well, in godly music, what does it do? It doesn't give you security. It doesn't give you security. Bad music doesn't give you security or stability. It's the opposite. Instability and insecurity. You find these in your life? Stability or instability? Security? All other ground, he said, is sinking sand. Christ, the solid rock, we stand. May that be where the Lord finds us this morning. On Him. The solid rock. Standing. Sometimes we feel like we're slipping off and we're like, Lord, Lord, save me, save me. Well, take it from Him. His word. This is where He wants you to be. On the solid rock. Right? Christ, the solid rock. Godly music. Godly music calms us. Psalms 29 verse 11, it said, the Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. With peace. Our hearts scream for peace. We desire peace. And by the way, if you didn't know, peace isn't in the place, peace is in the heart, right? Sometimes I feel like, oh, if I just move from here to here, then I'll have peace. Or I move from here to here, I'll have peace. You find that peace in the place and where God wants you to be, in your heart. In your heart. Godly music promotes peace in our life. It helps calms us.
provide a peace. Why? Because it's coming from Him, God. God the Father, Prince of Peace, Jesus. It's coming from Him. It's His truths, His Word that is breathed upon us, that is within us, and it brings peace to us. Godly music reminds us of the Lord caring for us. Right? The Lord caring for us. And the results of that is what? It brings peace. It brings peace. And that's what we want. We want to surround ourselves with godly music. We want this to be a part of our life. Peace, perfect peace. 3:15. In this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace with sorrow surging wrong. On Jesus, bosom not, but calm is found. Godly music calms us and it brings peace. A shelter in the time of storm. That song I talked about too before already. A shelter in the time of storm. That's one of them also. But what does ungodly music does? It produces anxiety. Produces anxiety in our lives. We don't want that. Godly music provides good among all of us. Psalm 78 and verse 20 said, "Behold, He smote the rock. The waters gush out, the streams overflow." He said, "Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people?" This Psalms here is talking about how the Lord provided for the Hebrew children in the midst of the wilderness, right? We heard a little encouragement on that this morning. The midst of the wilderness, God provides for us. He provides good amongst all of us. He loves to do it, right? He loves to do it. He's the great provider. God will take care of you. I don't know the line of that song, all the line of that song, but it said, "God will take care of you. Da, 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 all along the way." Right? He'll take care of you. That's what He says. Can we put our trust in Him? Can we put our trust in Him and allow Him to provide this good? Provide this good that He had promised. That He had promised. Ungodly music feeds you with bad, provides bad. Godly music unifies us. Psalms 133 in verse 1 says, "Behold, look, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." In unity, godly music does that. It encourages that. It promotes that. Right? It comes along. Right? Godly music unifies God's people. That song, "Blessed be the," was it? "Blessed be the ties that bind." Can't remember the lines again, but I know in that song, it's promoting unity, right? Amongst God's people. That's what it does. "Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken." This is what godly music does. You know what ungodly music does? Yeah, promotes rebellion. It promotes rebellion. And that's one of the great things, again, that ungodly music is doing out there today. Promoting rebellion. Witchcraft. Yes, the spirit of witchcraft. That's what ungodly music does. It brings disunity in a family, in a home, in the church. Yes. Is this the kind of music you're feeding yourself with? Is this what it's producing in your life? Disunity. Godly music promotes unity. He said, "How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Godly music humbles us. You might say, what's good with that? That it humbles me. Pride goeth before destruction. The heart is spirit before a fall, it says. You're puffed up with pride. You're puffed up with self. Beware. Big stone up ahead for you to trip on. You know why? You're like this. Heads up. No.
Godly music humbles us. Humbles us. Don't make us full of pride and cocky. Take my heart, O Father, take it. Make it and keep it all thine. It's not mine. We're humbling ourselves before Him. Let thy spirit melt and break it. My heart, this proud heart of sin and stone. Song number 273. James 4:10 said, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He shall lift you up. That's what godly music promotes. Humility. Ungodly music, self, not of God, builds up in pride. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humble my soul with fasting and my prayer return into mine own bosom. Psalms 35, verse 13. Godly music doesn't make us cocky and full of pride. Godly music reminds us of eternity and eternal things. Psalm 77 and verse 6. He said, it was in Psalm 77. I think verse 6 was maybe the verse I wanted to read there. But in Psalm 77, how David said he stopped and he checked out life again, you know. Godly music does that. It lets us stop and think. Where are we? Am I being attached to this world and the things of this world? Or am I staying loosely on those things and I'm looking on eternal things? And in eternity, things like in the sweet by and by, that's talking about the future. It promotes that atmosphere within us. There's a land that is fairer than they. Right? There's something better than this. There's something out there beyond this that I'm living for. Godly music does that. It promotes that kind of an atmosphere within us. That song. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. Na 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 na. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. When the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore. The saved, right? Are you saved this morning? You want to gather on that other shore? Well, tell you, Jesus is in the saving business. He wants to save you, bring you on this side so He could take you over there where there's going to be just good and godly music too. Over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder. Will you be there? Will you be there when the roll is called up yonder? He said, I'll be there when the roll is called up yonder. What's a good and godly music? This is what it does. Stirs us up to eternal things and eternity and makes us think about these things in that we're just here temporary. We're passing through. We're strangers, pilgrims on this land. That's what godly music does. Right? Ungodly music brings your focus on earthly things. Me. Fashion. You know? All of that type of stuff. That's what ungodly music does. It draws you into that kind of stuff. Yeah? Think it's not affecting you? Hey, like I said, Lucifer, he was the chief musician, right? He went out there, and you know what one of his goals is? Kill, steal, and destroy. And you know who is his aim? The crown of God creation. Who's that? You and I. Man. He's after us. Right? We want to beware. And now good and godly music promotes joy. Good and godly music stirs us up into faith, to walking with God. That's what good and godly music does. Good and godly music also promotes within us that spirit of worship. That's what we want to be, right? What's your greatest career that you would want to be in life? Mine is to be a worshiper
a Christ, to be a true worshiper. I beg Him time and time and again, Lord, make me a worshiper. You said you're looking, you're seeking. He said, the Lord is seeking for those who would worship Him in spirit and in truth. So He's looking. Are you a candidate this morning? Do you raise their hands in your heart and say, Lord, here am I. I want to be found as a true worshiper before You. Godly music promotes that type of spirit that allows our spirit, that allows us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's what godly music does. Is that the effects that you find happening in your life? As you listen to your music, you sing, whatever music you do. Music is a very emotional issue, he says, to an extent that many would forsake God rather than their music. We must prayerfully consider our musical choices and choose what please God. Be careful to the music you listen to. Be careful to the music you sing. Be careful to the music you promote. Be careful to the music you appreciate. And last time I remind you, or I brought out the point there that, yes, there's a variety of music, psalms, hymns. I just referred to psalms and hymns this morning. But there are spiritual songs too, right? Psalms is the word of God being put to music. That's what psalms is. Hymns are songs with great doctrinal truths. And spiritual songs, so it expresses personal testimony. But all of this must be conformed to what is in line with the character of God. As you look at your music, whether it's psalms, singing the word of God, hymns, great doctrinal truths, or spiritual songs, personal testimony, it all comes back to being in line with biblical principles, being in line with the character and the nature of God. That's the kind of music we want, right? That's the kind of music we desire to sing and have in our lives. He says in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, test all things, prove all things. Check it out. Check it out. Don't just open your door to any kind of music without testing it. But the principles are God's word. Don't just drink it. Right? Beware, this thing affects us. He said, prove all things, meaning test all things. Then he said, hold fast to that which is good. Good and godly music. Hold fast to good and godly music. May the Lord bless.